Memahami seksualitas diri merupakan perjalanan personal yang seringkali bisa menyakitkan. Bagi mereka yang tertarik dengan sesama jenisnya, hal ini bisa menjadi suatu kesulitan dan kebingungan yang harus dijalani seumur hidupnya. Berikut ini pendengar, Amy Chin Yu Wang merangkumnya untuk Anda. Stephen Bloom memiliki kecurigaan bahwa dirinya gay selama sebagian besar dari usianya. Namun, ia memilih untuk hidup dalam penyangkalan setelah melewati tahun 70 dan 80-an di mana HIV dan AIDS sangat dikaitkan dengan homoseksualitas.
And the main thing that went through my mind was really losing everybody. Being ostracized by my family, losing my friends, things like that. And it was a difficult thing to reconcile when all around you, you don't see anything positive going on with respect to the sexuality that you think you're identifying with or trying to deny.
Dirinya berusaha untuk bergulat dengan seksualitasnya, namun berujung pada depresi selama 3 tahun, sebelum akhirnya membuka hal ini kepada keluarga dan teman-temannya.
I'd spent 3 or 4 years doing some serious meditation and thinking about my sexuality. And well, really what I was thinking about initially was, you know, what's really troubling me? Why am I so depressed? Why am I feeling like I do? Why are things going wrong in my life? And that led to me realizing that it was to do with being gay.
Pada suatu malam, istri Stephen yang selama 20 tahun ini bersama dengannya menanyakan satu pertanyaan yang kemudian mengubah hidupnya 180 derajat.
And she asked me if I was gay. And at that point, it took me, you know, 10 seconds for my life to flash before my eyes and make a decision on this is now the time to be honest. And if I'm going to be honest, I have to be honest for the rest of my life. And so I said, yes, I think I am.
Setelah banyak air mata dan perbincangan, suami istri ini kemudian memutuskan untuk Stephen agar pindah supaya dapat menjalani kehidupannya yang baru.
Was it necessary? Well, in some ways, yes. In other ways, maybe not. And I think it's different for each person. Ultimately, I think if I want to be gay, there's certain things that I'm going to want to be doing. And it's one of them is being with another man romantically as well as intimately. And well, how do you do that if you're in a so-called mixed marriage?
Menurut konselor dan ahli psikoterapi Odelia Carmen, situasi ini dapat menjadi lebih rumit lagi bagi kaum LGBTI yang berusia lebih tua.
The biggest barrier is, you know, losing faith in terms of their standards in their own family and in the community. In other words, transitioning from a heterosexual to a homosexual identity is very difficult anyway. But when it gets to such an advanced age, really, as you get older, you become more and more dependent on the stuff that you built throughout your life.
Kemungkinan terjadinya konsekuensi yang sangat kacau menjadi hal utama yang mencegah mereka membuka status homoseksualitasnya. Saran yang diberikan oleh Carmen bagi mereka yang terjepit di situasi ini adalah untuk menimbang keuntungan dan kerugiannya.
The problems start when an individual get caught in double life and they get caught and then they're pushed towards an outcome that they may not have necessarily wanted for themselves. Basically to end their marriage and to get a divorce and then to live a single life. Then they're much more likely to get depressed or suicidal or become a recluse or just not become functional. So mental health is very much dependent on whether you make choice for yourself or whether those choices are imposed on you by others.
Sejak terbuka pada istrinya, pendengar, Stephen kemudian menjalani hubungan yang bahagia dengan pasangannya saat ini, Jason. Mantan istrinya juga akan menikah kembali. Hal ini merupakan sesuatu yang tidak pernah dibayangkan oleh Stephen sebelumnya, ketika ia terbuka pada anak-anaknya saat usianya 45 tahun.
There was some initial rejection from my older daughter, which had some interesting behavioral changes in her, and that bothered me a lot. But what was going on was that she thought I was leaving, not coming back sort of thing, and not being there as a father, but that wasn't the case. So I had to make it known that I wanted to be there. I still loved her. She was my daughter. I'm her father still. That none of that changes, and pay a lot of attention to her and wanting to be part of her life. And that repaired that situation.
Anak perempuan tertuanya kini tinggal bersama dengan Stephen dan pasangannya, Lyle Shelton, dari Coalition for Marriage mengatakan, walau Australia menghormati semua orang tanpa memandang orientasi seksualnya, namun penting untuk mempertimbangkan kesejahteraan anak-anak dalam satu latar belakang keluarga.
Well, the social science research overwhelmingly says in favour of a child having its biological mother and father, preferably married, as the determinant of the best outcomes for a child on every measure.
Stephen Bloom kini adalah presiden dari Gay and Married Men's Association di New South Wales. Dirinya mengatakan beberapa pria gay yang menikah pada akhirnya harus menekan orientasi seksual mereka demi menjaga keutuhan keluarganya. Sebuah laporan terbaru dari National LGBTI Health Alliance mengindikasikan bahwa kesehatan mental dari kaum LGBTI adalah termasuk dalam yang paling memprihatinkan di Australia. Kaum LGBTI yang berusia 16 tahun ke atas hampir 3 kali lipat lebih rentan menderita depresi, sedangkan mereka yang berusia di antara 16 hingga 27 tahun lebih rentan 5 kali lipat untuk melakukan usaha bunuh diri dibandingkan dengan masyarakat lainnya.
Sexuality is how somebody's wired in their brain, and those sorts of things are very difficult to control. Trying to suppress that is incredibly hard work. My experience with men that have been through that or are going through that is that they're not very successful at it, and it only leads to depression, and it can lead to anxiety that goes with that, and also the potential for self-harm and even suicide.
Namun, dorongan seksual tersebut juga dapat berubah seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Dan hal inilah yang dapat menentukan akankah seseorang memilih untuk membuka orientasi seksualnya saat usianya sudah tidak muda lagi.
It's really around how important sexuality and sex is in advanced years as well. Because for a lot of people, the older they get, the less sexual they are. So, you know, that plays less of a factor for them. So, depends on the individual, on their libido and the stage of their development as to whether they prefer to just jeopardize coming out as opposed to just staying in the status quo.
Membuka orientasi seksual dapat menjadi lebih menantang bagi mereka yang berasal dari latar belakang budaya yang konservatif ataupun religius.
So I have met guys from ultra-orthodox fundamentalist type religions where they've been ostracized completely by their community and their family, and that's been tragic for them. But they've still felt strongly about living an authentic life. The hope is at some point their family is able to reconcile their religious convictions with the reality of the situation.
Jika keputusan yang dipilih akhirnya adalah untuk terbuka, maka Carmen menyarankan agar tidak membuka orientasi seksual ini kepada semua orang sekaligus, dan agar menyampaikan hal ini secara jelas pada orang yang dikasihi.
Do it in stages, so maybe speak to the spouse first, then to the children, broach the subject in that way, because they've got to broach the subject when they're ready to go. You know, you can't just say, hey, my darling, I'm gay, and hop into their marital bed. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So you've got to actually be ready to leave emotionally, psychologically, physically, and already set yourself up as though you're leaving, and then disclose that that's what you intend to do.